Skill E, making inferences and predictions. 1. Campus life.
What's the matter, John?
Oh, I'm just really frustrated at the moment. My midterm paper for my philosophy class is due at 5 o'clock and I have to type it out, but the computer lab is always packed with people. No matter what time of the day I go there, there is always a waiting list a mile long to get on a computer.
Which computer lab do you go to?
What do you mean, which lab? The only computer lab I know of is the one in the basement of the library.
Actually, there are several computer labs around campus. The one in the basement of the library is the biggest, but that is probably why everyone goes there. That, or like you, they don't know about the others. Personally, I use the computers in Anderson Hall.
Anderson Hall? Isn't that the Business Administration building?
Yeah, they only have about a dozen computers in that lab, but it's pretty easy to find free ones there. I guess not many people know about it.
I had a business class there last semester, but I never saw a computer lab in that building.
It's kind of hidden away. My roommate's an accounting major. She spends most of her time in that building, and she told me about it.
So where is it then?
Do you know where the student lounge is in Anderson Hall?
It's on the second floor, right? The first room you come to at the top of the stairs at the front of the building, I mean.
Right. And a couple of doors down from that is the copy room. Go in there and you'll find another door that goes into the business computer lab.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I always thought that door went into some kind of storage room. They should put a sign on it or something.
Maybe, but it's kind of nice that no one knows about it.
And anybody can use it? I mean, I'm not a business major. If I went in there and tried to use the computers, would anybody kick me out?
I don't think so. Even if they were reserved for business students, I don't think they'd care. I mean, like I said before, there are usually a couple of free computers. If there were people waiting, they might say something, but that's never happened to me. Anytime I go there, no one even asks for my student ID or anything. I just sign in and start working. And I really don't think there's ever been a time when somebody was waiting for a computer to become free.
I think I'll go over to Anderson after my next class and check it out. Thanks for the tip. I might actually get this paper in on time.
Number 1. What can be inferred about the man? Number 2. How does the woman feel about the lab in Anderson Hall? Number 3. What will the man probably do? Number 4. What does the woman imply when she says this?
It's kind of hidden away.